Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
You're welcome back. The Road Safety Authority and An Gcuardaí Síochána have released new figures that show 70% of road deaths this year happened on rural roads with a speed limit of 80 kilometres per hour. Motoring journalist Geraldine Herbert has been looking at the data and she joins me now. Geraldine, you're very welcome to the programme. It's concerning, isn't it? Why do we know so many road deaths? Why are they occurring on rural roads and in particular those roads with 80 kph?
I think the first thing is, Cormac, obviously rural roads and those sort of roads make up a vast proportion of our network, but also road design is a key thing with road safety. We know that from motorways, they're statistically the safest. So the issue really with rural roads is they have higher speed limits than urban roads, but they're very narrow. They've sharp corners, they've blind bends. They also often have lack of road lighting. And we know overtaking is particularly dangerous and also speeding. I think the biggest issue is the speed limits on some of the roads are actually just set too high. Now, I know speed limits are they're a limit and not a target, and you should be driving to the appropriate speed to the road conditions. But at the same time, they send a wrong message out to drivers, really, that, you know, speeds of up to 80 kilometres is actually OK on some of these roads. And in many cases, it's simply not safe.
So who sets the limit then?
OK, well, the Department of Transport sets national speed limits, and then local authorities, they actually have the power to set bylaws and to set their own local speed limits, and they're reviewed about every 5 years. But I think the real issue at the moment, Cormac, is we have, you know, these plans to encourage more people to cycle and to walk, and yet we're setting speed limits that actually make that completely dangerous and unfeasible for people to do so. I mean, if you're walking on a rural road and a car passes you, staying within the speed limit but driving at 80 kilometres an hour, that is incredibly fast to be going past somebody walking, never mind somebody on a bike. So I think, you know, there's a case to be made to review all of these speed limits now in terms of active travel and not just the driver and what's safe for the person in the car.
You know, well, it feels, Geraldine, sorry Cormac, it feels, it feels like, you know, this is a conversation we've been having for, well, since as long as I can remember, you know, these pictures that we see of the 80 kilometres or even 100 kilometre signs and these tiny little roads with the grass coming up the middle. I mean, myself and Cormac could be well used to them in different parts of Galway, for example, and they clearly make no sense. So it just seems unfathomable, I think, to a lot of people as to why they wouldn't have been changed even before, as you say, this new aspect of it in terms of trying to encourage different types of travel.
Yeah, I think it's got better now. There's a lot of those that were reduced over the last number of years, those borings that we all know about. Mind you, if you sent out a tweet now, people would still send you back photos that are currently the issue with some of those roads. But most of them now are 60-kilometre speed limits. You'd have to ask the question, is 60 even not too high for those as well? But there are still speed limits that are just too high. And even on roads, I live on a rural road. It's right beside the canal. It's one of those roads, if another car is coming, you have to slow down to let them pass. So it's very narrow. It's an 80-kilometre speed limit. And I certainly wouldn't let anybody that I know cycle on it because of that, and even walking you'd have to be careful. So I think the issue is as much about people breaking the speed limit as it is about them staying within the speed limit and the speed limit's just being too high.
So is this being acted upon then, Geraldine, I wonder? Are they looking at this data saying, okay, we have a problem in terms of crashes or road deaths on these roads with 80 kilometres per hour as a speed limit, let's change it, or even let's engineer the roads, the worst roads, out of a problem?
To be honest, I'd like to say it is being looked at and I'm sure it is being considered somewhere and I'm sure the road safety are acutely aware of it. But the fact of the matter is this has been an issue for, you know, for at least the last decade. In fact, that figure has been as high as 80% in some years. So the idea that rural roads are the most dangerous on our roads is not new in any way. I mean, it goes back, the same statistics keep appearing. The one that always worries me severely is the fact that 88% of all total fatalities on the road are male. You know, that's a figure that has been the same for years as well. And nothing we seem to do seems to be addressing that either. So I think there's huge issues around enforcement. There's big concerns in terms of engineering. We can engineer risk out of roads, as you said, and education. The message doesn't seem to be getting across at the moment either.
So what is happening then when you take on, is it that there isn't enough of a campaign, I suppose, local campaigns or a push from the community, from people to try and get this changed when the stats are so clear, and to any normal person looking at the situation, it doesn't make any sense. It just, I still don't really understand how we're in the situation we're in, that these are still the speed limits being set on these roads.
Yeah, I think overall, though, there's an issue with road safety. And I think one of the biggest problems up to like the middle of this year, in terms of the deaths on the road, they were representative of all age groups. So we don't see one age group in particular. That's really worrying when you've got it spread across all age groups, because that message has been lost across the board. The other thing we know is enforcement is key. And we can see that from the dramatic increase in people obeying the speed limit on that stretch of the M7 in County Tipperary, where they've introduced average speed cameras. Compliance, I think, is up at 96%. So that clearly says this is, you know, it should be about personal responsibility, but it's not. It's a real case of when people know they'll get caught doing something, they won't do it, and they will slow down. But in terms of the speed limits on rural roads, maybe it is a case that there just isn't enough action by local communities to point this out to their, to their local councillors, because something does need to be done.
Yeah, without question. An awful lot of people texting us to 51551. Richard says, the reason for deaths on rural roads is speeding, plain and simple, he says. Another listener, in Donegal last week, I had a continual white line for miles, yet I could drive at 100 kilometres per hour. And if people want to text us or tweet us photos of a stretch of road that they believe is wrong in whatever aspect, speeding or the speed limit included, they can send us a picture on Twitter at DriveTimeRTE. But for the moment, Geraldine Herbert, thank you very much indeed.